the Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Brendel, on Hard Rock Hell Radio. Come and join me. So you're no good for me, and I'm nowhere to be true. Another week, another Upside Down show. Thank you for joining me. I hope you'll stick with me for the next hour, at least, and beyond. Right, that was the Jordan Project from Canada, Talk With Your Devil, a bit of modern rock. And what are we doing today? Yes, well, it's February, it's cold, and we're going to go back to 2021, September, when it wasn't quite so cold, but it was still COVID. And somebody has written in with a question. We've got a question from Fiona Stewart.
Hi, Fiona.
And she wants to know, how many sides are there in total on a Monopoly board game?
What?
Excluding any hotels or houses. Clue is, it's more than you think. I don't know. Is that a maths question?
What?
It's basically maths, yeah. I reckon there's 10 on each. There's probably 10 on each side. So 10 fours are 40. Right.
Now it says, how many sides are there?
Yeah.
In total. So on
each, four on each square.
Yeah, and then the whole board.
And then the whole board is another four, so that's 44. And then you've got the chance and the other one. What's that called? Take a chance and community chest. That's another eight. So that's 48. That's 52. Oh no! But then it gets the tops are done as well. So that's another 40. So that's 92. Is there anything else on the Monopoly board? I'm going with 92.
Just having a look at a picture because it's been a really long time since.
Do you like Monopoly, Dawes? Have you played it?
Oh, I have played it. Yes. No, I got really put off by it. Oh no, because sides. You're not just talking squares, you're talking sides, because each of the fields has got a strip as well, like a colour strip.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, that's what I was doing. That's why I didn't look at it again.
Okay. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 9 fields, but they don't all have a strip.
No, they don't, I know. But I was just thinking of others as well. I reckon it's about 92.
You reckon it's about 92? Okay, rather than working it all out, I'm going to go.
Yeah, just ask.
How many sides does a Monopoly board have? What I was going to write.
Do that, yeah. It's probably a trick question. It's 1,300 million, like they always do. Does she not give the answer?
No.
Well, she must know because she says it's more than you think. And she didn't give us the answer. That's rude, Fiona.
Oh, I'll just go with yours because I can't be bothered to work it out.
Yay, I was right. 92. Yeah. Dawes says that I was right. So, I'm a winner.
If you want to argue with that, write in.
Yeah, if you don't believe me, write in. That's fine. So why did you get put off by your game of Monopoly anyway? That's what I'm more interested in.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I first came from Vienna.
Yeah.
When I lived in Vienna, I had a friend called Agnes.
Right.
Right, I met at a French school, and her mum was French, and her dad was Austrian. And Agnes was my only friend because I was a bit sad in those days, and her parents took me on outings occasionally, things. So, right. So it's nice, and then Agnes was nice, but of course, then I came to England, and my life really changed, and I turned into this big rebel, and all my friends were older and were into smoking dope and drinking and and all that sort of stuff. So my life really changed, and Agnes came to visit me in Hampstead. And all she wanted to do was she wanted to go to Harrods to buy a skirt, and she wanted to do all the touristy things. Which is a bit boring. I mean, she wasn't there. She was only there for a few days.
Right.
But I was saying to her, well, let's go out. Let's go out. And because I've got some mates and we can go skinny dipping in the pond in Hampstead on the heath and we can do. She didn't want to do none of that. All she wanted to do was play Monopoly.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So we spent about 3 days primarily sitting about in my room in Hampstead playing Monopoly. And all I wanted was to be out there doing stuff.
What age was this?
I must have been about 13 or 14.
Oh, right, okay. Did she let you win? Or I mean, she must have been good at it. All she wanted to do was...
No, not really. I mean, I can't remember who won or what. I remember just thinking, I would be out there playing with my mates and drinking and doing all the things I'm not supposed to be doing. Not playing Monopoly.
Take it away, my silence, or will be spoken. Climb up in the night, stones naked glasses, hiding in the back, skipping gym classes. Notebook full of dreams, but no one asked us. Invisible, but I could see her shine. She was the queen of the hallway light. I was the shadow lost in the night. But guess what? Guess who? She saw me tell. The nerd got the girl. Yeah, it's true. No cape, no mask, just a heart in view. The nerd got the girl. Yeah, I broke through. She said, hey, is that a comic you're drawing?
As promised, that was another track from Ruby at the Fig. They came with stones. And yes, I really like that sort of Middle Eastern infused prog rock. Good band. Like it very much. And the one you just heard from Canada, once again, The Metric Romance. The Nerd Got the Girl. Nice bit of indie pop rock. Great song. Now, before we carry on with more Monopoly, just to remind you, we've got two gigs this month. We're playing, they're both acoustic gigs, February the 21st at the Temple of Prog, Carlisle, all day. Do come along, some great bands on, you won't regret it. And then on the Sunday after, we've got a matinee show at the Spinning Top in Stockport. That's February the 22nd. So I hope you'll come and join us. Right back to 2021.
Agnes knew best. She was a good girl. Agnes, and said,
and I haven't really enjoyed playing Monopoly ever since, because I just thought, I don't know, it just reminds me of that time, really. I don't know.
There you go. Oh, I love a game of Monopoly. The first things that I buy on Monopoly are the cheapest ones. I don't know why. I've got a special affection for Old Kent Road, the little two brown ones. I buy them first.
Yeah, get started.
Let everyone squabble over the, you know, Park Lane and all the really expensive ones. But I just want those two brown ones, because when I've got four red hotels on it, you still have to pay me £2.
Absolutely.
Or whatever it is. I like the two little brown ones. I don't know why. Always
two
have.
Brown ones.
Do you remember what your favourite piece was? What would you be to play? Do you remember? Because you had to boot. What was it? A boot, a boat, a dog,
God,
an iron, a wheelbarrow, what else was there? A hat. It's loads of pieces. How many people can play the Bleeding Game?
Monopoly.
That's a lot of pieces.
There's a little car.
Car? That's seven already.
Yeah.
How many people is allowed to play the game?
I can't remember what I picked. I think I possibly picked the car or the boot or I don't know. I can't remember. Got this one here with a penguin, and I definitely didn't have a penguin or a cat or a duck.
Oh, there's a million different Monopolies now. It's like a monopoly for everything that's ever been invented. Like, you know, the guitarist monopoly, the singer monopoly, the Pokemon monopoly, the Minecraft monopoly. It's like billions of different monopolies just pop up.
I've just looked at the vintage ones. So you've got your car, your dog, your hat, your thimble.
Yeah. A thimble, yeah. So that's four.
Your iron.
Yeah. Iron, five.
Ship and wheelbarrow.
Six, seven.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be for seven people maximum. That's a weird number, seven people.
It's a very odd number, isn't it?
It's a very odd number. Yes, it is.
They bring various artifacts from the planet onto the ship. The mysterious objects affect the employees in strange and unexpected ways. So here, in front of you, is a large blue egg from another planet. And this egg is chucking out pheromones which make you love it more than anything else in the world. The egg is the only thing that matters, and your life belongs to whatever will hatch. It might be something fluffy and cute, or might be a tentacled space chicken that eats your face off. This is Blue Egg from Another Planet. Sitting on the ground.
legs are light like glass. Blue hair from another planet. Liquid veins of broth. I want to touch you, I want to feel you with my palm. Caress the curvature such oceanic calm. I swear I feel a breath of warmth suffusing me with awe, filling me with longing, the only thing we're fighting for. Break, when will you break out? Break, when will you break out? Break, when will you break out?
She don't know.
Different tracks. The first one, Angus McSix, The Fire of Yore, a bit of Euro metal. I mean, it's so cheesy, it's kind of fun. It's the sort of thing I usually hate, you know, this really bombastic, big vibrato metal. It's so over the top. I thought I'd play it anyway because it's kind of fun. They're actually a proper international power metal band. They're from Switzerland, Germany, Italy, and Sweden. It's really got that Euro metal feel about it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. It's kind of fun. Followed by, yes, the weirdest track on the new Acoustic Live Volume 1 album. That's myself and Lee Dunham, of course, with Blue Egg from Another Planet. And to finish that little set off, from Southampton, a band called Creeper, Pray for the Night, goth glam punk. So you can't say we don't keep it varied on this show. Right, for one more time, back to Monopoly.
I reckon you were always banker, Doz.
Quite possibly, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon you was banker. I can see you being a banker. And I could feel you tutting when you had to give someone when they pass go.
Oh, if people cheat,
people cheat, yeah.
Oh, that's no good, You get charged an extra interest for that.
Oh, yeah, cheat. I don't know how you cheat at Monopoly. How do you cheat? It's very difficult to cheat at Monopoly.
Hide money and things. I don't know.
I guess so, yeah. You can always hide the money.
Yeah.
Or launder it. They should definitely bring into a cheater's game of Monopoly where you can launder money and you can, have offshore investments. do you know what I mean? You can start taking stuff in and out of the country without anyone knowing.
Private Monopoly.
Yeah. I like it.
A Swiss version. Oh, I wonder if there is a Swiss version of Monopoly. Places in Geneva and
I don't know. Does Monopoly in different
Basel.
Places? Yeah. Is there a different one where you can in different cities?
Hang on.
Or is it always in London? Like if you buy Monopoly when you're in Germany, is it still the London game or do you have it in Berlin?
Hang on, I'm just looking at Swiss Monopoly. Switzerland, Swiss flag, world of Monopoly. Yeah, the cities, Bern, Basel, Lausanne and Zurich.
Oh, okay.
Okay, twice.
So if you got the Austrian one, you'd actually get the bits and pieces. Is there an Austrian one?
Hey, I'm just going to have a look.
If there is a Christmas present coming your way?
No, please. Brittle, world of Monopoly, Austria.
Yes, there is.
The official ski and snow monopoly of Austria. It's still by a train station and things, but yeah, oh God, it all looks really different.
Do you recognise any of the places? Must do.
Ski resort places in Austria.
Have you been skiing in Austria then, have you?
Yes, I have, yeah.
A lot or a little bit?
No, not very. I didn't really like, I wasn't very good as a kid, so I was never that sporty. So, no. Not that much. I mean, funny, I probably went more when I, as a grown up, but no, I'm not particularly sporty. Yeah.
See, it was very common in this country to build a massive, great big council estate, right?
Right.
And then in the middle of it, you had to put, this is in the 80s, right? You had to put a dry ski slope.
No, really?
Really. I've no idea why. It was like, do you know what all these poor people need? A ski slope. It's what they need. They'd enjoy that and then make it really expensive so that no one could use it anyway. And
there's a ski slope near me, actually. Well, it's still there. I don't know if it's still in existence, but yeah, there was, certainly.
But I
prefer, if I'm going to do it, let's do the real thing, you know, go down a mountain. And the best thing is when you get back to the chalet at the bottom of the mountain is you getting one of those hot chocolate and rum drinks.
Oh, lovely.
Oh,
that's good.
That gives you just enough courage to go back up to the top of the mountain and start all over again. Yeah, that's brilliant. That is brilliant.
They say the sun comes after darkness, babe. But I'm still here waiting for the dawn. Every drop feels like forever. When you're trying to hold on. You know, when it rains. Keep piling mountain high. People calling for the money I can't find. Now the credit card declined. And a traffic jam up ahead on Highway 9. Cause you know, when it rains, it pours, yeah. Trouble always knocking at my door. When it rains, it pours. But Lord knows I've been through this storm before. All right.
From Pennsylvania, that was Eric Steckel. Wonderful bit of blues. When it rains, it pours. I like that really sort of emotive, very rocky blues. And the one you just heard, yes, Green Bin Day, Evil Scarecrow from Nottingham, a very UK subject. I don't know how they do it in America, actually. If you're saddled with 3 million bins the way we are, it's really confusing in the UK. If you are listening from somewhere else, it's so confusing because every area has got different rules. So when you go and visit somebody, you always have to go, well, where do I put this? Because their bins are completely different from yours, and their rules, like, you know, they've got different things separated, like they've got a bin for glass and they've got a bin for metal, and yours is all in one, and it's so confusing. So anyway, Green Bin Day, very topical, like that a lot. I do like a good silly track. Well done, guys. Right, we are going to go one more time. We're going to go back to the COVID files. And Lee has discovered a really weird health test that you can do at home right now.
And yeah. Also, I also found out something, talking of health issues.
Yeah.
Right, I also found out yesterday, right, that you can do a test for lung cancer.
What?
Wow. On yourself, really, really easily.
Right.
And it's called the Shamroth window test.
The what? Shamrock?
No, Shamroth.
What?
Shamroth.
What? Yes, Shamroth. The Shamroth window test, right?
Right.
And basically, what it does, it tests for something that's called clubbing, right, on your finger. So what you do is you put your fingernails. If you make like a heart shape with your hand, and you put your fingernails together, right?
Right.
If you put your first fingers and put your nails together,
yeah,
right, there should be a window, a tiny little window in between the nail where it's not touching.
I'm really confused.
Okay, let me show it again. So you're going to put your first fingers.
These all my nails finger. Are different lengths and stuff, so it's all.
Yeah, you want to put not the lengths, you want to put the bottom, like, you know, the your follicle bit of the nail, the bit at the bottom. Put those two bits together.
Yes.
Put those two bits together, and then if you hold it up at the light, you should be able to see a tiny little window through the nails. And if you can't, then you may have lung cancer. And you can also do it with your thumbnails as well. So you should have like a diamond-shaped window.
Oh, yeah, my thumbnails, it's quite big.
That's it, yeah. If it's smaller
the other
through
ones,
your...
it's teeny-weeny, but there
yes,
is a
but
tiny...
it's there.
Yeah, but it's
yeah,
there.
That's
yeah.
the two. Yeah, so if you've got... it's teeny-weeny on your,
really?
On your first
fingers. Really? But that's really left field, isn't it?
No, it's not. No, it's if you've that's got really clubbing, weird. Then you've probably got lung cancer. Yeah, it's a proper test.
Wow. Yeah, no, I've definitely... Oh, well, hurrah, I haven't got lung cancer. How exciting.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah.
Well, considering I smoked for so many years, you know, you never know.
You never know. Exactly. Well, can you imagine that if you'd have just found out that you had lung cancer live on this podcast.
Oh no, I know. I was thinking, oh God, this is I'm not sure what to do this right now.
I can't see. I can't see mine. My nails are touching.
That's it for this week. Shamroth window test. I'd completely forgotten about that because I've been obviously listening back to the podcast and sort of taking out some clips that I thought might be interesting for you. And yeah, I completely forgot. So I had to do the test again, and hurrah, I still don't have lung cancer, which is very nice. Well, listen, I've only got time for a couple more tracks to see you out with. What have we got? We've got from Inner Mongolia in China, a band called Nine Treasures. The track is called Until Now. They do like folk metal, which incorporates ethnic throat singing and horsehead fiddles and balalaikas. And so I just find it really interesting. I have no idea what the song is about. But yeah, really, really interesting. And to finish us off today, it's a blues rock band from Lisbon in Portugal. Now, it's not a lot of bands from Portugal that end up getting through with me. But I really like these guys. They're called the Battlers. And I'm going to be playing a few more of their tracks in the coming weeks because I think this is a really great album. So if you kind of like a bit of blues rock with a difference, this is definitely worth checking out. Well, the first track of theirs I'm going to play this week is called The Lighthouse. And I really hope you've enjoyed the show and you're going to join me again next week. Have a marvellous week and hope to see you again very soon. Bye.
my voice.